Danas slavimo Govardhana Puđu.
It's a very auspicious celebration.
Vrlo povoljna ceremonija.
Srila Prabhupada describes this wonderful transcendental story in his Krishna book.
Srila Prabhupada opisuje ovu prekrasnu transcendentalnu priču u njegovom Krishna booku.
And to make it short,
i da je učinimo kraćom,
once Lord Indra overflooded Vrindavan with rain.
Jednom je Indra preplavio Vrindavan kišom.
Because somehow Lord Krishna convinced Nanda Maharaj and the elderly cowherd man of Vrindavan not to worship Lord Indra.
Jer je na neki način gospodin Krishna ubijedio Nanda Maharaja i starije pastire Vrindavana da ne obožavaju Indru,
but rather to worship the Govardhan hill, which is not different from Krishna.
Već da obožavaju brdo Govardhan koje se ne razlikuje od Krishne.
And naturally Lord Indra felt very displeased by that decision.
Prirodno gospodin Indra je bio vrlo nezadovoljan sa tom odlukom.
And he wanted to take revenge.
I htio se osvetiti.
By sending very, very powerful rain cloud.
Tako što je poslao vrlo moćan kišni oblak.
Is the incense extinguished? Yeah, difficult for the voice. The usually at the time of devastation, partial devastation of the universe.
Uobičajeno je da u djelomičnom uništenju univerzuma
this particular rain cloud is being sent by Lord Indra,
da taj oblak pošalje gospodin Indra,
to partially drown the entire universe in water,
kako bi djelomično potopio čitav univerzum u vodi.
Pralaya, this is called pralaya.
To se zove pralaya,
time of devastation,
vrijeme uništenja.
So that same cloud Lord Indra sent to Vrindavan.
I taj isti oblak gospodin Indra je poslao u Vrindavan.
And you could see literally torrents, trunks of rain pour down on Vrindavan.
I mogli ste doslovno vidjeti nevjerovatne ogromne količine kiše koja je padala na Vrindavan.
So much so that it appeared Vrindavan would be entirely drowned by water.
Toliko da je izgledalo da će Vrindavan biti u potpunosti potopljen vodom.
And as you can imagine, Lord Krishna, being a Vrindavan Chandra, he wanted to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
I prirodno možete zamisliti kao što gospodin Krishna poznat kao Vrindavan Chandra, on je želio zaštititi stanovnike Vrindavana.
But at that time he was only about 7 years old.
Ali u to vrijeme imao je tek 7 godina.
So what could the small boy do?
I stoga što bi mogao taj maleni dječak učiniti.
And this is exactly what Lord Indra also thought.
I ovo je upravo ono što je i gospodin Indra mislio.
Now since this small boy gave you such a wise instruction.
Pošto vam je tako maleni dječak dao tako mudru instrukciju.
Not to worship me.
Da ne obožavate mene.
Now let us see what this little boy will do.
Pogledajmo sada što će taj maleni dječak učiniti.
When I will drown Vrindavan and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan in water.
Kada potopim Vrindavan i sve njegove stanovnike pod vodu.
Let us see what this small boy will do now.
Pogledajmo šta će taj mali dječak učiniti.
So that's what he thought.
I to je mislio.
But to the amazement of Lord Indra himself and the inhabitants of Vrindavan, this little boy Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill.
Ali na zaprepaštenje Indre i stanovnika Vrindavana, taj mali dječak je dignuo sa svojom jednom rukom to brdo Govardhan.
A very large hill.
Vrlo, vrlo veliko brdo.
Not only on his hand, which would be already impossible.
Ne samo sa svojom rukom, što bi već sada bilo nemoguće.
But on the small pinky of his hand.
Već na malome prstu svoje jedne ruke.
Not even the right hand, usually right hand, that's a stronger hand.
I to ne čak sa desnom rukom koja je obično jača ruka.
Unless you are left-handed.
osim ako niste ljevak.
But Lord Krishna was not left-handed.
Ali gospodin Krishna nije bio ljevak.
In any case, both of Lord Krishna's hands are equally powerful.
U svakom slučaju obje njegove ruke su jednako moćne.
Krishna is both-handed.
Krishna je obje ručka.
We are either left or right-handed.
Mi smo ili ljevaci ili dešnjaci.
Krishna is both-handed.
Ali on je obje ručka.
But just to demonstrate to the proud Indra.
Ali samo da bi demonstrirao ponosnom Indri.
And because usually people are right-handed.
I zbog toga što su običajno ljudi uglavnom dešnjaci.
He lifted the hill on his left hand.
Podigao je brdo sa svojom lijevom rukom.
On the small pinky.
Na malome prstu.
So that was a little bit too much for Indra.
I to je bilo malo previše za Indru.
He thought, wait a minute, this is not possible.
Mislio je, ovo nije moguće.
Even yogis, at least they have to reach a certain age.
Čak i jogi moraju barem dostići određenu dob.
Advanced age.
Na uzamlaklu dob.
In order to develop mystic cities.
Da bi razvili te mistične sidije.
Mystic powers.
Mistične moći.
But now there was a small boy, 7 years old.
Ali tu je mali dječak od 7 godina.
So that could not be just a mystic yogi.
I to ne može biti neki jednostavni mistični jogi.
So Lord Indra became bewildered.
I gospodin Indra je postao zbunjen.
And likewise the inhabitants of Vrindavan.
Također i stanovnici Vrindavana.
But their bewilderment was a little bit different.
Ali njihova zbunjenost je bila malo drugačija.
Because their love for Krishna was so strong.
Jer je njihova ljubav prema Krishni bila toliko jaka.
That their love for Krishna in that particular form, they were so attached to it.
Da su bili toliko njihova ljubav prema Krishni u toj određenom obliku.
The small boy Krishna we want to play with.
Mali dječak Krishna s kojim se želimo igrati.
We want to wrestle with.
Želimo se hrvati s njime.
And have fun with.
Zabavljati se s njime.
And the elderly cowherd man and the gopis, they wanted to protect Krishna always.
I stari pastiri, gopije su uvijek željeli zaštititi Krishnu.
This was their particular relationship with Krishna.
To je bio njihov određeni odnos sa Krishnom.
There's one beautiful verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Postoji jedan prekrasan stih u Srimad Bhagavatam.
Balanam ashanyanrinam nadavarastrinam smaro murtiman gopanam svajanoasatam kshitibhujam shastra svap pitoshi shuhu mritya bojabhatya vidat abidusham tatvam param yoginam vrishninam paradivadita viditurangam katasagajaha. In that verse it is explained.
U tom je stihu objašnjeno.
That when the people who were present in the arena of Kamsa.
Da kada su ljudi koji su bili prisutni u areni Kamse.
When they saw Lord Krishna entering the arena with Balaram.
Kada su vidjeli gospodina Krishnu kako ulazi u arenu sa Balaramom.
They all regarded Krishna in different ways.
Svi su drugačije gledali Krishnu.
They had experienced a different relationship with Krishna.
Iskusili su različite odnose sa Krishnom.
The wrestlers, they experienced Krishna as a lightning thunderbolt.
Hrvači su Krishnu vidjeli kao bljeska u munju.
This is called Vira Rasa.
To se zove Vira Rasa.
Rasa means humor, particular taste, transcendental taste of relationship.
Rasa znači određeni oblik, ukus odnosa.
And Vida means something very powerful, chastising, strong, like a lightning thunderbolt.
A Vira znači nešto vrlo moćno, snažno, poput groma.
And then the, what is happening? Is it raining? The man man of Mathura.
I muškarci Mathure.
They also felt a particular relationship with Krishna.
Oni su također osjećali određeni odnos sa Krishnom.
They regarded Krishna as the best male among all males.
Oni su smatrali Krishnom najboljim muškarcem među svim muškarcima.
This is called Vismaya Rasa.
On se zove Vismaya rasa.
Vismaya in Sanskrit means astonishment.
Vismaya na sanskritu znači zadivljenje.
When they saw Krishna,
kada su vidjeli Krishnu,
they were amazed.
Bili su zapanjeni.
What a nice man.
Koji prekrasan, koji dobar čovjek.
So handsome, so strong, so powerful.
Tako lijep, tako snažan, tako moćan.
So they had felt that particular relationship.
Oni su osjećali taj odnos.
And the women, of course, they regarded Krishna as their lovable object.
A žene, naravno, one su na Krishnu gledale kao na njihov predmet ljubavi.
So they experienced Madhurya rasa.
One su iskusile Madhurya rasa.
And then the cowherd man and cowherd boys.
Onda pastiri i dječaci pastiri.
They regarded Krishna as their relative and friend.
Oni su gledali na Krishnu kao na svog rođaka i prijatelja.
So they experienced, what is the rasa?
I koja je rasa?
Among, yes. Sakya rasa they experience.
Sakya rasa.
And additionally also hasya rasa.
I usto i hasya rasa.
Hasya means like feeling very jolly.
Hasya znači osjećati se vrlo veselo.
So much so that you have to laugh.
Toliko da se morate smijati.
They experienced that relationship with Krishna.
Oni su iskusili taj odnos sa Krishnom.
When they saw Krishna, they were laughing. Ha, he is Krishna.
Kada su vidjeli Krishnu, smijali su se. Ha, ha, evo tu je Krishna.
Just the other day we were wrestling with Krishna.
Prije neki dan smo se hrvali sa Krishnom.
These pastimes with Krishna are so wonderful.
Te zabave s Krishnom su tako prekrasne.
The cowherd boys, inhabitants of Vrindavan, they forget the aspect, what you call as the opulence, aspect of opulence of the Lord. They completely forget about it.
Dječaci, pastiri, stanovnici Vrindavana, oni su potpunosti zaboravili taj aspekt, aspekt bogatstva Krišne, obilja Krišne.
Yes. They just completely forget about it.
Potpunosti su ga zaboravili.
And they really think that Krishna is our friend.
I oni iskreno misle Krishna je naš prijatelj.
Not even one moment do they think that Krishna is God.
Ni na jedan trenutak ne misle da je Krishna Bog.
The cause of all causes.
Uzrok svih uzroka.
The absolute truth.
Apsolutna istina.
No, they don't want to think about it.
Uopće ne žele misliti o tome.
Because it would completely disturb their relationship.
Jer bi u potpunosti uznemirilo njihov odnos.
Even when Krishna killed a particular demon.
Čak i kada je Krishna ubio određenog demona.
See, that's another interesting information.
To je još jedna interesantna informacija.
That Lord Krishna, he is so absorbed in his playing with the cowherd boys.
Da gospodin Krishna toliko apsorbiran u svoje igranje sa dječacima pastirima.
That they all just forget about lunch eating.
Da svi zaborave na ručak, na jedenje.
They just forget about it.
Zaborave na to.
And this is why, that's another reason why these demons come.
I to je još jedan od razloga zašto se ti demoni pojavljuju.
Because then Krishna he has to interrupt his playing.
Jer Krishna onda mora prekinuti svoju igru.
Then kill that demon.
Ubiti tog demona.
And then he remembers, oh, actually we should eat something.
I onda se sjeti, pa da, nešto bi trebali pojesti.
Now we did some very difficult task.
Sada smo učinili težak rad.
Something I had to adjust my belt.
Morao sam namjestiti svoj pojas da to učinim.
And pull up my sleeves.
Dignuti rukave.
So after killing that particular demon, now I feel a little hungry.
I sad kada sam ubio to određenog demona, osjećam se malo gladan.
So let us take our lunch.
Stoga uzmimo hranu.
So, but even then, when the cowherd boys, when they see Krishna performing such a amazing task.
Ali čak i tada kada bi dječaci pastiri vidjeli Krishnu kako obavlja tako nevjerovatan zadatak.
Even then they do not even consider a little bit that Krishna might not be just an ordinary human being.
Čak i tada niti malo ne pomišljaju da možda Krishna nije obično ljudsko biće.
I mean not human being in the sense of having a material body.
Ljudsko biće ne u smislu da ima materijalno tijelo.
But behaving like a human being.
da se ponaša kao ljudsko biće.
You know, small, oops, small, sometimes being afraid.
Mali, ponekad se boji.
Sometimes being defeated by another boy.
Ponekad ga porazi neki drugi dječak.
Like once the Sudama and others they were wrestling with Krishna.
Jednom su se Sudama i njegovi prijatelji hrvali sa Krishna.
And then it happens so that Krishna is losing sometimes.
I desilo se da je Krishna nekad i gubio.
But then Krishna doesn't want to admit.
Ali onda Krishna to ne bi htio priznati.
Because there's something there in Krishna. Even if he performs those pastimes, still there's some glimpse of being the Supreme Personality of Godhead left.
Jer iako igra tu ulogu, ipak ostaje taj maleni tračak njegove svevišnje božanstvenosti.
So he cannot believe. No, I'm not defeated. He doesn't admit.
I stoga ne priznaje. Ne, nisam izgubio.
And then all the cowherd boys said, Krishna, no, you just don't want to admit it.
I onda se svi dječaci pastiri smiju Krishni, a jednostavno ne želiš to priznat.
And then Krishna argues, no, you didn't see, there was a banana peel, I slipped on it, I fell to the ground, and then you took advantage.
I onda bi se Krishna branio, ne, niste vidjeli, bila je kora od banane na kojoj sam se poskliznuo i to ste iskoristili.
And then you just jumped on my chest.
I onda ste skočili na moja prsa.
And then, no, Krishna.
A oni bi rekli, ne, Krishna.
No. We actually defeated you.
Mi smo te zapravo porazili.
And Krishna continues to defend himself, his position.
Krishna nastavlja braniti svoj položaj.
But what about lifting Govardhan?
Ali što je sa dizanjem brda Govardhan?
Didn't you see it?
Zar niste to vidjeli?
I mean, you have some eyes.
Imate oči, zar ne?
You have seen me.
Vidjeli ste me.
I did such a wonderful deed.
Učinio sam tako prekrasno djelo.
What do you say now?
Što kažete sada?
So they were just holding their bellies and rolling on the ground.
I oni su se držali za stomak i valjali po podu.
Hasya rasa.
U hasya rasi.
You really think that you lifted Govardhan Hill?
Zbilja misliš da si ti digao brdo Govardhan?
You really believe that?
Zbilja u to vjeruješ?
Now, didn't you see how all the elderly cowherd men, they took their canes and they actually supported Govardhan?
Zar nisi vidio kao su svi stari pastiri uzeli svoje štapove i držali brdo?
And then when you saw that,
i onda kada si to vidio,
how all the elderly men lifted Govardhan Hill,
kako su svi ostali stari pastiri digli brdo,
you just took advantage of it.
I ti si to jednostavno iskoristio.
You quickly jumped on a small hill.
Na brzinu si skočio na maleno
and
brdo.
Quickly put your pinky under it.
I stavio na brzinu svoj mali prst ispod brda.
And then you expected everyone, you know, glorifies you.
I onda si očekivao da će te svi slaviti.
You were standing like this.
Stajao si tako.
So then Krishna he again charged back.
I onda je Krishna opet uzvratio.
What about Kaliya?
A što je sa Kalijom?
Didn't you see how I killed?
Zar niste vidjeli?
I struggled, I fight, I defeated Kaliya snake.
Kako sam se borio i porazio zmiju Kaliju.
And then one particular Brahmana boy.
I onda je jedan Brahmana dječak.
And a coward boy.
Pastir.
He was laughing like anything.
On se smijao do suza.
Krishna, you might have forgotten that Kaliya actually, you know, defeated you. And you were already drowned in the water.
Ah, Krishna, sigurno si zaboravio da te Kalija zapravo porazila i već si se utapao u vodi.
So much so that the gopis, they fainted.
Toliko da su gopije koje su to vidjeli jednostavno pale u nesvijest.
Because they also could see that you were already gone, you were finished.
Jer i one su mogle vidjeti da si već gotov.
And then Krishna, he charged back.
I onda je Krishna ponovo odgovorio.
But why don't you recall what happened after that so-called defeat?
Ali zašto se ne sjećate što se desilo nakon tog takozvanog poraza?
Didn't you see me dancing on the hoods of Kaliya?
Zar me niste vidjeli kako pleše na glavama Kalije?
And then the Brahmana boy, he charged back.
I onda je dječak Brahmana, on odgovorio.
Krishna, you didn't tell the complete story.
Krishna, nisi rekao čitavu priču.
Because this is what you did not see.
Ovo je ono što nisi vidio.
But I, when you were lost,
ali ja, kada si ti bio izgubljen, potopljen,
in the coils of Kaliya,
Kada si se nalazio u zagrljaju Kalije.
You were already blue.
Već si postao plav.
Sprangled. Everybody could see dark blue.
Svi su mogli vidjeti tamno plav.
And then just I felt so much compassion.
Ja sam osjetio toliko samilosti.
Which is the nature of brahmanas.
Koja je priroda brahmana.
That I was chanting very powerful mantras.
Da sam mantrao vrlo moćne mantre.
To chase away poisonous snakes.
Koje tjeraju otrovne zmije.
And then when Kalia noticed these powerful mantras.
I kada je Kalia primijetila te moćne mantre.
Then he was rendered helpless.
Onda je ostao bespomoćan.
And then only then you could free yourself.
I tek onda si se mogao osloboditi.
And then again you took advantage of that situation.
I onda si opet iskoristio i tu situaciju.
You started dancing on the heads of Kalia and then invited everyone. Ah, look at me, look at me.
Počeo si plesati na glavama Kalije, onda si sve pozvao, pogledajte me, pogledajte me.
So then Krishna, he reminded the cowherd boys, ha, but what about Putana?
Onda je Krishna posjetio dječake pastire, ali što je sa Putanom?
Such a gigantic demon.
Toliko gigantski demon.
So tall, it was touching the clouds with the head.
Toliko je visoka bila da je glavom dodirivala oblake.
And I was only an infant.
Ja sam bio tek novorođenče.
Small tiny baby.
Mala mala beba.
And still I defeated.
Ipak sam je porazio.
I killed this demon.
Ubio sam
tog demona. What about that?
Što je s tim?
And then again they were laughing and
I oni su se opet smijali i smijali.
Oh, so you really believe that you killed this Putana, right?
Zbilja opet vjeruješ da si ti ubio Putanu.
But you might have forgotten.
Ali zaboravio si.
That in shastras everywhere it is stated.
Da je u šastrama svugdje rečeno.
That the demigods they always protect those who are helpless.
Da polubogovi uvijek zaštićuju one koji su bespomoćni.
And infants are very helpless.
A novorođenčad su vrlo bespomoćni.
They also protect the elderly people.
Također štite i starije osobe.
They protect the women.
Štite žene.
They all are being protected by the demigods.
Sve njih štite polubogovi.
So this was the deed, the task of the demigods.
Jo je bilo djelo, zadatak polubogova.
They just protected you.
Oni su te zaštitili.
And they killed Putana.
Oni su ubili Putana.
And now again you want to take credit for that.
I sad opet želiš uzeti zasluge za to.
So Krishna ran out of arguments.
I Krishna je jednostavno nestalo argumenata.
Whatever he tried, they just defeated him.
Što god bi pokušao reći, jednostavno su ga poražili.
So at the end, Krishna he just accepted defeat.
I na kraju je Krishna jednostavno prihvatio poraz.
He said, if this is really so, Krishna said.
Ako je to stvarno tako, Krishna je rekao.
Then please accept my humble obeisances.
Onda molim vas, prihvatite moje ponizno poštovanje.
And he bowed down on the ground, touching his head, his lotus head on the ground.
I poklonio se dodirujući svojom lotosnom glavom.
And then the cowherd boys they were slapping Krishna on the back while Krishna was paying his obeisances. They slapped on his back.
A dječaci pastiri su ga lupali po leđima.
Anyway, Krishna, don't take it so personal.
A Krishna, nemoj to svačati tako osobno.
Let us continue playing.
Nastavimo se igrati.
So these are the wonderful pastimes of Krishna.
I to su te prekrasne zabave Krishna.
So these coward boys, coward men in the arena of Kamsa, they regarded Krishna in this way.
I tako su dječaci pastiri, stari pastiri na taj način gledali Krishnu u Kamsinoj areni.
And there were also a lot of impious people there.
Tu je također bilo i mnogo nepobožnih ljudi.
So they also saw Krishna in a particular way.
Oni su također vidjeli Krishnu na određen način.
They experienced Rautra rasa. Rautra.
Iskusili su Rautra rasa.
Rautra. That also comes from Rudra.
To također dolazi od Rudra.
Like, you know, anger.
Gnjev.
So they actually became very afraid when they saw Krishna.
I oni su se strašno preplašili kada su vidjeli Krishnu.
They felt something will punish us soon.
Osjetili su nešto će nas brzo kazniti.
So they experienced that.
To su iskusili.
And then the parents of Krishna.
A onda roditelji Krishna.
What did they experience? What rasa?
Koji su rasu oni?
Yes, Vatsalya.
Vatsalya rasa.
Vatsalya rasa. They felt so much affection.
Osjetili su toliko veliku privrženost.
They felt affection, love, pride.
Privrženost, ljubav, ponos.
Oh, just see our son.
A pogledaj našeg sina.
The perfection of all perfections.
Savršenstvo sveg savršenstva.
The feast personified in front of our eyes. The feast for our eyes.
A on je festival za naše oči.
So they felt that.
Osjetili su to.
A particular relationship with Krishna.
Određeni odnos sa Krishnom.
And then of course we come to Kamsa.
I onda naravno dolazimo do Kamse.
Bhayanaka rasa he felt.
Bhayanaka rasa je on osjetio.
Bhayanaka, that comes from bhaya.
Bhayanaka dolazi od baje.
Bhaya in Sanskrit, that means fear.
Baja na sanskritu znači strah.
He became so afraid.
Toliko se bojao.
When he looked at Krishna, oh no, 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 something is happening.
Kad je pogledao Krishnu, o ne, nešto se dešava.
And as we know, something happened.
I kao što znamo, nešto se i desilo.
And then we have the yogis.
Onda imamo yogije.
No, first we have the, there were many unintelligent people also.
U biti prvo imamo i bilo je puno neinteligentnih osoba također.
They had some knowledge.
Oni su imali neko znanje.
They even knew shastra.
Čak su i znali šastra.
But still they were not very intelligent.
Ali ipak nisu još uvijek bili inteligentni.
So they regarded Krishna as equal to the universal form.
I oni su Krishnu gledali kao jednakom, jednakim kao univerzalnim oblik.
They could perceive something very, very gigantic.
Mogli su vidjeti nešto vrlo, vrlo gigantsko.
Something very great.
Nešto veliko.
So they thought that Krishna is the universal form.
I oni su mislili da je Krishna univerzalni oblik.
This is called bibhatsa rasa.
I to se zove bibhatsa rasa.
And then we come to the yogis.
I onda dolazimo do yogija.
They regarded Krishna in a particular way.
Oni su gledali na Krishnu na jedan poseban način.
As a powerful effulgent light.
Kao moćno blještavo svjetlo.
So they developed the desire to merge and to enter into this light.
I razvili su želju da uđu u to svjetlo.
It was called Shantarasa.
To se zove Shantarasa.
And then the all the Vrishnis.
I onda svi Vrishni.
They regarded Krishna in a particular way.
Oni su gledali Krishnu na određeni način.
As the object of their worship and devotion.
Kao predmet njihovog obožavanja i devocije.
So they experienced dasya rasa.
Oni su iskusili dasya rasu.
Now here we have 12 different rasas.
I tu imamo 12 različitih rasa.
So all those who were present in front of Lord Krishna, they experienced all these different rasas.
I svi oni koji su bili u prisustvu Krishne, iskusili su sve te različite rase.
This is why Krishna is called Akila Rasamrita Murti, the very embodiment of all the rasas, all the relationships.
I zato se Krishna naziva utjelovljenjem svih rasa, svih odnosa.
So that Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill.
I taj Krishna je digao brdo Govardhan.
Just to protect his devotees.
Samo da bi zaštitio svoje bhakte.
So generally, you know, we feel attracted to the mystical aspect of that pastime.
I uobičajeno osjećamo privlačnost prema mističnom aspektu te zabave.
Oh, the small boy Krishna lifted some huge mountain. Wow, that's pretty mystical. That's far out.
Wow, maleni dječak Krishna je digao ogromnu planinu. To je nešto vrlo mistično.
But the more advanced devotees, they feel attracted to a different aspect of that pastime.
Ali napredniji bhakte osjećaju privlačnost prema drugačijem aspektu.
What is that aspect? What is that aspect?
Protecting.
Hmm? Protecting. That. No, I'm a translator.
Koji je to aspekt? Možda to što je štitio svoje bhakte.
Yeah, what is that aspect?
Koji je to aspekt?
It is that Krishna, even Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he rendered service to his own devotees.
A to je da je Krishna, iako je svevišnja božanska osoba, ipak služio svoje bhakte.
He is the very object of everyone's service.
On je predmet svačije službe.
And even Krishna, he renders service to his devotees.
Ali čak Krishna, taj Krishna daje službu bhaktama.
That to protect someone, that is service.
Zaštititi nekoga, to je služiti tu osobu.
So that particular pastime of Govardhan.
I ta zabava Govardhan.
They should inspire us.
Nas treba inspirirati.
To deepen and to strengthen our devotional service to Krishna.
Da produbimo i ojačamo naše predano služenje prema
Krishna. How much how much more we should feel eager to render service to Krishna.
Koliko tek mi trebamo biti spremni služiti Krishna.
Giriraj Govardhane ki Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hvala puno. Hare Krishna.
So we can continue with the program. There are some questions. I don't know.
Ima li možda koje pitanje?
No questions? Can I ask a question? I'm inviting for questions.
I'm wondering regarding this rasas and different I don't want to say levels of perfection, but my question is regarding Prahlad Maharaj, who is one of the Mahajans, but as I understand, he has this neutral rasa.
Who?
Prahlad Maharaj, neutral and
he doesn't have neutral. He's full of dasa rasa.
And how to? I mean, since he is a perfect devotee, how to understand this different levels between considering madhurya rasa?
You can translate.
Moje pitanje u vezi tih odnosa rasa prema Krišni, gledajući nekako te, iako ne možemo to stupnjevati, ali različite stupnjeve tih odnosa, obično se madhurja, taj ljubavni odnos, smatra najvišim, a s druge strane imamo jedno, Prahlad Maharaja koji je savršeni vajšnava, savršeni bhakta, i on je pun tog odnosa dasje služenja. Pa me zanimalo kako shvatiti ta savršenstva i to te razlike.
See, in the spiritual world, everything is perfect.
U duhovnom svijetu sve je savršeno.
Even though we might distinguish,
iako radimo razliku,
between perfect, more perfect, most perfect.
Između savršenog, savršenijeg i najsavršenijeg.
But this is, nonetheless, this is not a material discrimination.
Ali ipak to nije materijalna razlika.
Now, here in this world, if you say something is perfect, something is more perfect, you begin to discriminate as duality, better, not so good.
U ovome svijetu, ako kažemo da je nešto savršeno, a nešto je savršenije, onda dolazimo do te pravljene razlike, do dualnosti, nešto je dobro, a nešto nije toliko dobro.
This you cannot project on the transcendental plane.
I to ne možemo projecirati na transcendentalni nivo.
There everything is perfect.
Tamo je sve savršeno.
There's no duality.
Nema dualnosti.
But then why are these different rasas are there?
Ali zašto su onda ti različiti odnosi tu?
Because Krishna wants to enjoy different rasas.
Jer Krishna želi uživati u različitim odnosima.
So in whatever particular relationship Lord Krishna places the devotee.
I u koji god određeni odnos Gospodin Krishna stavi bhakti.
It is not that we just occupy some relationship.
Nije da mi jednostavno uzmemo određeni odnos.
Then of course everybody, you know, I want madhurya rasa.
Onda vi si, želim najvišu madhurya rasa.
Because the other ones are low.
Druge su niske.
I want the highest.
Želim najvišu.
It doesn't work like that.
To ne ide tako.
Krishna accepts the devotee.
Krishna prihvaća bhaktu.
In a particular relationship, he places the devotee in a particular relationship.
U određenom odnosu on stavlja bhaktu u određeni odnos.
When he attains perfection.
Kada dostigne savršenstvo.
And that is the perfection of the devotee.
I to je savršenstvo tog bhakte.
Whatever pleases Krishna.
Što god zadovoljava Krishna.
Whatever Krishna wants.
Što god želi Krishna.
However Krishna wants to be served.
Kako god Krishna želi da ga služim.
That's the perfection of the devotee.
To je savršenstvo bhakte.
Not this rasa or that rasa.
Ne ova rasa ili ona rasa.
This is still we consider our enjoyment.
Mi tu još uvijek gledamo na svoje uživanje.
I want this rasa.
Ja želim ovu ras.
Not the other one.
Ne drugu.
most of us would feel very bewildered.
Väčšina nás by byla vrlo zbúnená.
If you ask your guru,
da pýtamo gurua,
what is my eternal, what is my siddha svarup?
Što je moje siddha svarup?
My eternal spiritual form.
Moj večný duchovný oblik.
Blade of grass.
Vlad tráve.
We would immediately pack our things and go back to mama.
Spakirali bi odmah svoje stvari i otišli nazad mami.
Oh, no.
Oh, ne.
Because we still have material concepts.
Jel još uvijek imamo materialne koncepte?
Now what do you want?
Što želiš?
Gopi, of course.
No, naravno, gopije.
What a question.
Kako pitanje.
But you know, when we talk about a spiritual platform, spiritual plane,
ali kad pričamo o duhovnom nivou,
this is not any longer the consideration.
To više nije to razmišljanje.
What I consider to be high or low,
što ja mi smatram visokim ili nižim,
what I consider is more or less,
što ja smatram višim ili manjim,
there's only one consideration.
Postoji samo jedna stvar koja se uzima u obzir.
What pleases Krishna?
Što će zadovoljiti Krishnu?
And that is my siddha svarup.
I to je moje siddha svarup.
This is my spiritual form.
To je moj duhovni oblik.
And it is all based on rendering service to Krishna.
I sve se sve je bazirano na davanju službe Krishni.
So whenever you have the desire to find out what is my spiritual form, eternal form.
I kad god imate želju, dobijete želju da otkrijete koji je vaš vječni oblik.
There's factually only one answer.
Postoji samo jedan odgovor.
Your form is a form of serving Krishna.
Tvoj oblik je oblik služenja Krishna.
Whether in this way or that way, this is not my consideration.
Na ovaj ili onaj način, to nije naša briga.
This is Krishna's consideration.
To je Krishnina briga.
However Krishna wants to be served,
kako god Krishna želi da ga služimo,
that is my perfection, that is my form.
To je moje savršenstvo, to je moj oblik.
So for us truly it is only important,
stoga je za nas uistinu jedino bitno,
to just render service,
služiti,
to Krishna.
Krishna.
That's the only consideration.
To je jedina briga.
And as more as you become absorbed, engaged in service for Krishna.
I što više postajemo apsorbirani, uključeni u služenje Krishna.
And as more you develop your eternal perfection.
Sve više razvijamo svoje vječno savršenstvo.
Hare Krishna. Yes. We also emphasize Shiksha.
I mean, but because
no, I'm answering now.
can he translate the question?
Yeah,
first?
Yeah. Yes. Diksha je, da za onih koji ne zna, Diksha je guru koja nam daje inicijaciju. Šikša je osoba koja nam daje
sad. I want to answer, I want to answer.
Sada odgovor.
We emphasize so much Shiksha.
Mi stavljamo toliki naglasak na Shiksha.
Srila Prabhupada is the Shiksha guru of everybody, every ISKCON member.
Srila Prabhupada je Shiksha guru svakog ISKCON, člana ISKCON-a.
Actually, he's the Shiksha guru of the entire world.
On je zapravo Shiksha guru čitavog svijeta.
His literatures are being distributed everywhere.
Njegova literatura se dijeli svugdje.
But this is even a GBC resolution. It's in the ISKCON laws.
To je GBC rezolucija, nalazi se u zakonima ISKCON-a.
Some of you might have forgotten.
Neki su možda zaboravili.
Srila Prabhupada is the Shiksha guru of each and every member of ISKCON.
Srila Prabhupada je Shiksha guru koji daje instrukcije svakoga člana ISKCON-a.
So we have a very nice shiksha society.
Stoga imamo vrlo fino shiksha društvo.
Everybody has a shiksha guru.
Svatko ima shiksha guru.
The prominent shiksha guru.
Prominentnog shiksha guru.
The first.
Prvo.
First shiksha guru.
Prvi shiksha guru.
That is Srila Prabhupada.
To je Srila Prabhupada.
Then additionally we have so many shiksha gurus.
I onda uz to imamo još toliko mnogo drugih shiksha guru.
Some are more official, some are less official.
Neki su više službeni, neki manje službeni.
You're president, right?
Ti si temple president.
So you're shiksha guru also.
Ti si također shiksha guru. You know,
for all those who render service in this temple.
Za sve one koji daju službu u ovom hramu.
For the congregation members.
Za članove kongregacije.
You're shiksha guru.
Ti si shiksha guru.
Yes. And any senior devotee who gives instruction, he is giving shiksha.
I svaki stari bhakta koji daje neku instrukciju, on daje shikshu.
Shiksha means instruction.
Shiksha znači instrukcija. Mm.
Based on realization, advancement.
Koja je bazirana na realizaciji, na napretku.
Based on knowledge.
Koja je bazirana na znanju.
They're all shikshas.
Sve su to shiksha guru.
And the diksha gurus, you know, the diksha is based on shiksha.
A diksha je bazirana na shikshi.
Not first diksha and then let's find out what my guru has to tell me.
Ne, prvo diksha, inicijacija i onda idemo doznati što mi guru želi reći.
The first you receive instruction, you hear, listen carefully.
Ne, prvo dobijemo instrukcije, slušamo pažljivo.
And if you feel inspired by those instructions to render service to Krishna.
I ako se osjećamo inspirirani s tim instrukcijama da služimo Krishnu.
Then you might take diksha.
Onda možda uzmemo dikšu.
The diksha always should be based on shiksha.
Ali dikša uvijek treba biti bazirana na shikshi.
So we do not emphasize diksha.
Stoga ne stavljamo naglasak na
diksha. We emphasize shiksha.
Mi stavljamo naglasak na shikshi.
Someone should preach, give transcendental knowledge.
Neko treba propovijedati, dati transcendentalno znanje.
And based on that people feel inspired.
I na osnovu toga ljudi se osjećaju inspirirani.
And then diksha naturally follows.
I onda diksha prirodno dolazi.
Because you already accepted that guru in your heart.
Jer ste već prihvatili toga gura u svome srcu.
Because you feel inspired, you begin to carry out those instructions.
Jer se osjećate inspiriranim i počinjete izvršavati te instrukcije.
And then you know diksha is just a formality, it naturally follows.
I onda je diksha jednostavna prirodna formalnost koja slijedi.
Not just a formality.
Ne samo formalnost.
But yeah, it takes half an hour and then it's over.
Ali traje pola sata i onda je gotovo.
But shiksha continues.
Ali shiksha se nastavlja.
Day after day, year after year,
godinu za godinom, dan
rest
za dan.
Rest of life, that continues.
To se nastavlja.
So we do not emphasize diksha.
Stoga ne stavljamo naglasak na dikšu.
We emphasize shiksha like
već
anything.
Već shikshu stavljamo naglasak toliko puno na shikshu.
Kad je Maharaj govorio o kosmičkom obliku na predavanju, onda ga je neko pitao kako to da se Arjuna prestrašio kad je vidio taj oblik i onda je Maharaj u odgovoru spomenuo da je prirodno za naprednog bhaktu da se boji kada vidi da je njegovo predano služenje ometeno, da mu nešto smeta taj predano služenje, kao što je u tom slučaju taj oblik smetao Arjuni da ga predano služi jer je imao odnos sa drugim oblikom. Sam ja pitala što bhakta treba učiniti u takvoj situaciji kada se osjeća taj strah, jer ponekad iskustvo da onda izgleda kao da nas je Krišna odbacio, da možda nije zadovoljan s nama, zato nam ne dozvoljava da ga služimo. Kakav bi bio zdravi stav u takvim okolnostima kada vidimo da nam je ometeno naše predano služenje?
What does someone do if he is afraid?
Što osoba radi kada se boji?
Like a child. Child is afraid.
Kao dijete. Dijete se boji.
What does it do? Just crying? It runs to mother, father.
Trči prema majci, ocu.
Mommy, papi, and then embraces the legs of the parents.
I onda grli nogu roditelja.
No, okay, it's all right. All right. They put sve their hands on their head, embrace it. It's nothing to fear. Come on.
Nemaš se ničega bojat, roditelj ga obgrli.
And then child feels sheltered.
I dijete osjeća utočište.
So we feel afraid, we have to go to someone who is not afraid.
Stoga ako se mi bojimo, trebamo otići kod nekoga ko se ne boji.
Parents, spiritual parents.
Duhovni roditelji.
We should run immediately.
Trebamo odmah trčati.
I'm afraid what to do.
Bojim se što napraviti.
And spiritual parents, they know how to take away this fear.
I duhovni roditelji znaju kako uzeti taj strah.
This is one of the definitions of guru.
To je jedna od definicija gurua.
The guru takes away the fear of the conditioned soul.
Guru uzima strah uvjetovane duše.
That's his potency.
To je njegova moć.
When you associate with guru,
i onda se družimo sa gurom,
you experience that fear goes away.
Imamo to iskustvo da strah odlazi.
Because he has fully taken shelter Abhaya Charanaravinda. He has taken full shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna.
Jer je on uzeo potpuno utočište u stopalima gospodina Krishna.
Because those lotus feet, they dissipate the darkness of ignorance and fear.
Jer ta lotosna stopala, uništavaju tamu straha.
Fear is the product of ignorance.
A strah je proizvod neznanja.
We don't know what will happen.
Ne znamo što će se desiti.
We don't know what to do.
Ne znamo što napraviti. No.
Then we become fearful.
Postanemo preplašeni.
So guru has that spiritual potency.
I guru
takes
ima
away that fear.
Tu duhovnu moć da odnese taj strah.
I don't know how much time we have.
Ne znam koliko još imamo vremena.
Like the guru is considered to be the representative of Nityananda.
Kao što se guru smatra predstavnikom Nityananda.
Nityananda Prabhu.
Nityananda Prabhu.
Nityananda is the original, the Adi Guru.
Nityananda je izvorni Adi Guru.
There's one very nice Vrindavanas Thakur, he prays.
Vrindavan Das Thakur se moli.
The Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Adi Bhai, he's calling out. Adi Bhai, in Bengali, Bhai means brother.
Na Bengaliu Bhai znači brat.
He makes a declaration, O brothers.
On izjavljuje, O braćo.
Nitayamar, he's chanting, he's singing, Nitayamar.
I pjeva Nitayamar.
Nitayamar Doyar, Daya, you know, Doyar, mercy.
Milost, daja znači milost.
Avadhi. Avadhi means a.
Znači.
Vadhi means limitation.
Znači ograničenje.
Limitation. And is avadhi no limitation.
A avadhim znači da nema ograničenja.
Oh brothers.
Oh braćo.
For the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, there's no limit.
Milost Nityananda Prabhu nema granice.
Otherwise you always find some limit to anything.
Inače uvijek nalazimo neku granicu bilo čega.
Very soon we will experience a limit.
Vrlo brzo dolazimo do granice.
We take a nice prashad, nice feast.
Uzmemo fini prasadam, hranu.
And you feel limitation.
I vrlo brzo osjećamo ograničenje.
Everything, there's some limit to anything.
U svemu postoji neka granica.
But Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, no limit.
Ali milost Nityananda Prabhu nema granica.
And then Vrindavanas Thakur, with his transcendental intelligence, he begins to consider this point.
I onda Vrindavan Das Thakur sa svojom duhovnom inteligencijom počinje kontemplirati o tome.
He says, just for argument's sake.
I on kaže, čisto radi rasprave.
If there would be any limit,
ako bi postojala ikoja granica,
then Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, that's the last limit.
Onda je zadnja granica ta milost gospodina Nityananda.
There's nothing beyond the limit. the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, there's nothing beyond that.
Iznad toga nema ništa, iznad te milosti Nityananda Prabhu.
In simple language,
jednostavnim jezikom,
there's no limit to Nityananda Prabhu's mercy.
Nema granice milosti Nityananda Prabhu.
Even when he was a very small boy,
čak i kad je bio vrlo maleni dječak,
he was never afraid of anything.
Nikad se nije bojao ičega.
Once he wanted to visit one relative. He was just 5 years old.
Jednom kad je imao 5 godina, htio je posjetiti jednog rođaka.
So in order to visit that particular relative, he had to go through the deep, dense forest.
I da bi došao do tog rođaka, trebao je proći kroz duboku, duboku šumu.
And then the people who used to live in that area,
i ljudi koji su živjeli u tom području,
they told him, no, you cannot go there, that's not possible.
Rekli su mu, nemoguće je, ne možeš ići tuda.
Because in this forest lives underneath a large banyan tree a gigantic cobra.
Jer u ovoj šumi ispred velikog drva banjana živi ogromna kobra.
The saying goes that this cobra was from the previous age.
A govori se da je ta kobra iz prijašnjih doba.
Dvapara Yuga.
Iz Dvapara Yuga.
Gigantic cobra.
Ogromna kobra.
And whoever dares to go to enter this forest will be devoured by that cobra immediately.
I kogod se usudi uopće ući u tu šumu, bit će odmah pojeden od strane te kobre.
So this small boy Nityananda Prabhu, he felt very inspired by hearing this.
I taj mali dječak Nityananda Prabhu se osjetio vrlo inspiriranim čuši ovo.
So he thought, wow, that's exciting.
I mislio je, wow, to je, zvuči uzbudljivo.
Finally something is happening.
Napokon nešto se dešava.
So very enthusiastically he entered into that forest.
I vrlo entuzijastično je ušao u tu šumu.
And sure enough, you know, when he came close to that large banyan tree,
i naravno kada se približio tom velikom drvu banjana,
then this cobra came out.
Ta kobra je izašla.
As high as a house.
Visoka poput
tall
kuća.
As a house. Nityananda Prabhu had to look up like this.
Nityananda Prabhu je gledao ovako.
And the cobra was hissing and trying to attack.
I kobra je pokušavala napasti.
But the snake didn't know.
Ali zmija nije znala.
That this Nityananda Prabhu,
da je taj Nityananda Prabhu,
he is the origin of a Sheshanaga.
da je on izvor Sheshanage.
A Sheshanaga is nothing but a part of a part of a part of the expansion of Nityananda.
A ona je samo djelić djelića od djelića ekspanzije Nityananda Prabhu.
So this Nityananda Prabhu, small boy, he just put his hand like this.
I Nityananda Prabhu, mali dječak, je stavio ovako ruku.
You rascal, stop.
I rekao je, ti nitkove, stani.
And then this gigantic cobra became so afraid, started to tremble.
I ta velika kobra se toliko prestrašila, počela se trest.
And Nityananda spoke to that cobra.
I Nityananda je rekao toj kobri.
What are you doing here?
Što radiš ovdje?
How can you harass the people like this?
Kako možeš tako uznemiravati ljude?
Who are you anyway?
Tko si ti uopće?
So then the snake explained.
I onda je zmija objasnila.
Give the whole story.
Dala je čitavu priču.
See, in the previous yuga I took birth.
Vidiš, u prošloj jugi sam se rodila.
In a very specific way.
Na vrlo specifičan način.
How was that?
Kako?
To make it long story, make it short.
Da skratimo dugu priču.
When the Pandavas were in exile.
Kada su Pandave bile u izgnanstvu.
They came to this particular place.
Došli su do tog mjesta.
And they took shelter in the Brahmana's house.
I uzeli su utočište u kući Brahmane.
And he had a very nice girl.
I on je imao vrlo finu djevojku.
8 years old.
Koja je imala 8 godina.
And also boy, son, 12 years old.
I sina od 12 godina.
And in that area lived a very, very fearsome rakshasa.
I u tom je području živio jedan vrlo snažan, vrlo moćan rakshasa.
His name is similar to another demon, Bakasura.
Njegovo ime je slično drugom demonu, Bakasura.
But they're not identical, it's a different one.
Ali to je drugi demon, nisu isti.
So he just started eating the people there left and right.
Počeo je jesti ljude tu lijevo i desno.
So then the village elders, you know, they had a meeting.
I starješine sela su napravile sastanak.
I should stop. Just to finish the story.
Evo da završimo priču.
So they made a pact with the demon.
I dogovorili su se s demonom.
You stop eating without any discrimination, everyone.
Prestani jesti bez ikakve diskriminacije svakoga svuda.
And then at a particular time, once in a month or something, we will bring to you an oxen cart full of food stuff and also one person, and including the oxen, then you can eat them.
I onda ćemo ti jednomjesečno dovesti kola koje vuču bikovi puna hrane i s jednom osobom i onda možeš sve njih pojesti.
This will be our compromise sacrifice.
To će biti naša žrtva, kompromis.
And in turn you cannot kill anyone.
Ali za uzvrat ne možeš nikoga ubijati u međuvremenu.
So the demon agreed, all right.
I demon je rekao, okay.
But it happened so that when the Pandavas resided in that house of the Brahmana.
Desilo se to da za vrijeme dok su Pandave prebivali u kući tog Brahmane.
Exactly at that time it was the turn of this family to sacrifice.
U to vrijeme je došao red na tu obitelj da žrtvuje.
So it is Vedashrava. He was the Brahmana.
I taj Vedashrava je bio Brahmana.
It was his turn to be sacrificed.
I bio je njegov red da bude žrtvovan.
So you can imagine that one day, to the surprise of the Pandavas, they could only hear crying. The whole family started crying.
I možete samo zamisliti iznenađenje Pandava kada su jedan dan vidjeli da čitava obitelj samo plače.
So then they told the story.
I ispričali su priču.
You know, father has to be sacrificed.
Otac mora biti žrtvovan.
So then Kunti, she pacified the family.
I onda je Kunti, ona je smirila obitelj.
Don't worry.
Ne brinite se.
I have a very special son.
Imam vrlo posebnog sina.
His name is Bhimasen.
Njegovo ime je Bhimasen.
So he will take care of the business.
On će riješiti taj problem.
So it happened so that it's just Bhima, he went on the oxen cart.
I onda se desilo da je na tim kolima bio samo Bhima umjesto sve te hrane.
He was sitting very, very peacefully.
Sjedio je vrlo smirano.
And he started eating all the food stuff himself.
I počeo je jesti svu tu hranu koja je bila namijenjena za tog demona.
And came closer and closer to this demon.
Dolazio sve bliže tom demonu.
And specifically he started eating this what you call mandapita.
I počeo je jesti jednu posebnu preparaciju.
Mandapita is a very big cake, special cake.
To je vrlo velika posebna torta.
And his demon was too much attached to this cake.
Taj demon je bio previše vezan za tu tortu.
He was just waiting.
Čekao je.
When is the cake coming? When is the cake?
Kad dolazi torta?
Bhima, he just started eating the cake.
Bhima je počeo jesti tu tortu.
So you can imagine, you know, when the demon found out how he felt.
Možete zamisliti kako se demon osjećao kad je doznao.
And then surely enough, there was a big fight.
I došla je do velike borbe.
This demon, he uprooted a tree.
Taj demon je istrgao stablo s korijena.
Wanted to smash it on the chest of Bhima.
I je želio s njime opaliti prsa Bhime.
Bhima just went like this.
Bhima je se jednostavno isprsio.
Nothing happened.
Ništa se nije desilo.
And then Bhima uprooted a tree.
Onda je Bhima iščupao
drvo. So like this they were fighting.
I tako su se borili.
And then surely enough, Bhima just killed this demon.
I vrlo brzo Bhima je ubio tog demona.
But you see, this all happened when Arjuna was not present.
Ali sve se to desilo kada Arjuna nije bio tu prisutan.
He went away.
Otišao.
So meanwhile, Bhima was still there.
I u međuvremenu Bhima je još uvijek bio
after
tu.
After killing the demon.
Nakon što je ubio demona.
And Arjuna arrived.
I Arjuna je došao.
So he just heard from others.
I čuo je od drugih.
They know what happened.
Što se desilo.
And Arjuna became very much worried.
I Arjuna je postao vrlo zabrinut.
So, oh, I have to help.
Moram pomoći Bhima.
So he just fashioned his arrow.
I on je napnuo svoj strel.
And then he shot what you call the Naga Pashapatra.
I onda je ispalio Naga Pashapatra.
It's a very, very powerful arrow.
Vrlo, vrlo moćna strela.
You shoot the arrow.
Odapete strelu.
And then you chant particular mantras.
I mantrate određene mantre.
And this arrow turns into a cobra.
I ta strela se pretvori u kobru.
Transforms into a cobra.
Transformira se u kobru.
And it flies in the air like this.
I leti zrakom.
Looking for the victim.
Traži žrtvu.
Where is he?
Gdje je?
And then when he finds the victim, right, you know, into the eating him up.
I kada nađe žrtvu, jednostavno odmah ga pojede.
So now he released that weapon.
I on je ispalio, odapeo tu
strelu. The demon was already dead.
Ali demon je već bio mrtav.
So the snake became bewildered.
Zmija je postala zbunjena.
Just flying and you know, what is this dead body? This cannot be the enemy.
Šta je ovo mrtvo tijelo? To ne može biti to.
I'm supposed to kill already dead.
Već treban ubiti, ali ovaj već mrtav.
So just flying totally bewildered.
I totalno zbunjeno je letjela okolo.
And then Arjuna, he noticed that.
I onda je Arjuna to primijetio.
In the far distance, he could see the flying cobra in the sky.
U udaljenosti je vidio daleko kako kobra leti okolo.
So he understood something is wrong.
I shvatio je nešto
quickly
nije
went
kako treba. Brzo je otišao
tamo. And then he saw that Bhima already killed the demon.
Već je, i onda je vidio da je Bhima već ubio demona.
And then Arjuna ordered the snake.
I onda je Arjuna naredio zmiju.
Now come down.
Spusti se.
The job is done already.
Posao je obavljen.
You reside here peacefully.
Ovde prebivaj mirno.
And then the cobra complained.
I onda se kobra žalila.
Now what do you mean by peacefully?
Što misliš u miru?
I have to eat something. I have to survive.
Moram nešto jesti.
Now whatever crosses by, whatever you see in distance, then you just eat. That's your food.
Šta god prođe, šta god vidiš, to pojedi.
So the cobra explained that story, told
the story.
Kobra
je ispričala tu priču.
And Nityananda Prabhu said, "Whoa, that you cannot do anymore."
Nityananda Prabhu rekao, "Ne možeš to više raditi."
The snake replied, "Why?"
Zmija je odgovorila, "Zašto?"
"Because I'm telling you."
Jel ti ja tako kažem?
But then how can I survive?
Ali kako ću onda preživjeti?
Don't worry.
Ne brini se.
Because this story will spread quickly.
Ova priča će se brzo proširiti.
And then the people will come.
I ljudi će dolaziti
to see you,
da te vide.
And they will start worshiping you.
Počet će te obožavati.
They will daily, on a daily basis, they will bring so much food stuff, you will have enough to eat every day.
I svakodnevno će ti toliko hrane donositi, nemaš problema.
And this is still going on.
I to se još uvijek dešava.
You can, this is Kundala Tala.
To je Kundala Tala.
Kundala Tala. It's also related to the earring of Nityananda Prabhu.
Također se odnosi na naušnicu Nityananda Prabhu.
Because you know when the snake crawled back into the hole,
kada je zmija ponovo ušla u rupu,
then it started, you know, sticking out the head like this.
Počela je viriti sa glavom.
And then Nityananda ordered the snake, "You go back into the hole."
I onda je Nityananda naredio zmiji nazad u rupu.
And the snake went back.
Zmija se vratila.
But again, a little bit sticking out.
Onda opet malo izvirila.
And then Nityananda Prabhu, he just took his earring.
Onda je Nityananda uzeo svoju naušnicu.
And then in a mystical way, he just blocked the hole.
I na mističan način je zatvorio rupu.
The snake could not come out.
I zmija više nije mogla izaći.
So that is still there, you can see.
I to još uvijek možete vidjeti.
The earring of Nityananda Prabhu.
Naušnicu Nityananda Prabhu.
It doesn't look like earring anymore. It's just
više ne izgleda.
Some bent rock.
Kao naušnica, neki savijeni
kamen.
And
the hole is still there.
Rupa je još uvijek tu.
And they say snake is still there.
I kažu da je zmija još uvijek tu.
So you can visit.
Možete.
And they offer every day, they bring so much food stuff.
I svaki dan donose toliko hrane.
So that Nityananda Prabhu.
I taj Nityananda Prabhu.
He is not afraid.
On se ne boji.
He is not afraid of anything.
Ne boji se ničega.
So the guru, he is representative of Nityananda Prabhu.
I guru predstavlja Nityananda.
So whenever we feel afraid, you go to guru.
I kad god se bojimo, trebamo ići guru.
Go to guru, go to Vaishnavs.
Otići kod Vaishnava.
Who have taken full shelter the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu.
Koji su uzeli puno utočište lotosnim stopalima Nityananda Prabhu.
Without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy,
bez milosti Nityananda Prabhu,
we can never attain the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Ne možemo nikada dobiti milost Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Without the mercy of Nityananda and Chaitanya,
a bez milosti Nityananda i Chaitanya,
we can never attain the mercy of Radha Krishna.
Ne možemo nikada dobiti milost Radha i Krishna.
Not possible.
Nemoguće.
We simply cannot bypass Nityananda Prabhu.
Jednostavno ne možemo zaobići Nityananda Prabhu.
First we have to surrender to Nityananda Prabhu.
Prvo se trebamo predati Nityananda Prabhu.
Whether we consider this to be important or not, it doesn't matter.
Smatramo li to važnim ili ne, nije bitno.
We have to do.
Moramo to napraviti.
By chanting his transcendental name,
pjevajući njegovo transcendentalno ime,
by hearing about his wonderful pastimes,
slušajući o njegovim prekrasnim zabavama,
taking full shelter,
uzeti puno utočište,
at the feet of his representative,
kod stopala njegovog predstavnika.
When we receive his mercy,
I kada dobijemo njegovu milost?
What's the symptom?
Koji su simptomi?
What's the symptom when we receive Nityananda Prabhu's mercy?
Koji je simptom?
No more bhaya.
Ah, abhaya. You become fearless.
Postanemo neustrašivi.
If you feel fearless,
ako se osjećamo neustrašivim,
no fear about anything in this world,
nemamo strah u vezi ičega u ovome svijetu.
Then you can understand, I receive the mercy of Guru and Nityananda Prabhu.
Onda možemo shvatiti, dobio sam milost Gurua i Nityananda Prabhu.
Then we can make the next step.
Onda možemo napraviti sljedeći korak.
So when we feel afraid,
stoga kad se bojimo,
you go to Guru, you go to advanced devotees.
Idemo, moramo prići Guru, naprednim bhaktama,
who are fearless.
Koji su bez straha.
Hear from them, associate with them, render service to them.
Slušati od njih, družiti se s njima, služiti ih.
Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Gop Premanande Hari Hari Bolo.
Bhakti Vaibha Maharaj ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.